Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Can you imagine if instead of government handling the needs of the needy, we let individuals do it and churches and nonprofits? Cut on the television, you see an ad, as we do now, for Tunnel to Towers. Ads helping those who suffered after 9/11. Charity will be competing for your dollar. They'd be advertising how efficient they are. I once volunteered for 3 months for the United Way, full time. And I was amazed that out of the dollar donated, 95 cents got down to the intended beneficiary. Why? Because so many people were volunteers, including myself. Whereas with government, Tom Sowell's written about this, nearly 70 cents on the dollar is lost in transfer costs, salaries. So the money is not even spent as efficiently. I want to read you the quote again from FDR, the father of the New Deal. And here's what he said in his State of the Union speech, January 4, 1935. The lessons of history, confirmed by the evidence immediately before me, show conclusively that continued dependence upon relief induces a spiritual and moral disintegration fundamentally destructive to the national fiber. To dole out relief in this way is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit. It is inimical to the dictates of sound policy. It is in violation of the traditions of America. The federal government must and shall quit this business of relief. End of quote. Now, I've told you many times that I grew up in a household with a Republican father and a Democratic mother. They disagreed about a lot of things, but one thing they did not disagree on, they didn't like the idea that people were, quote, on the county. That was the expression that they used, meaning on welfare. And they often disparaged people who were on the county. Many of them, she thought and he thought, were able-bodied and able-minded, made bad decisions. And as a result of that, they feel they're entitled to money from people who are hardworking. They really resented that. My mother and my father gave a lot of money to charity, a lot of money to churches. My dad didn't go, but he gave money for my mother so she can donate to churches. But they did not like the idea of people being dependent. And my dad, as you well know, used to say this about the Democratic Party, which is a party of welfare state. Democrats want to give you something for nothing. When you try and get something for nothing, you almost always end up getting nothing for something. It's one of his big, big expressions. Now, yesterday we were talking about investing in America and about my conversation with those young Marines, urging them all to get into the stock market, take 10% of your income, adjust your lifestyle so you can afford to do that, and put it in the stock market and don't take it out. And when you get my age, you'll have millions of dollars so you can spend your retirement years in very nice comfort. Don McLean is the singer that did Bye Bye Miss American Pie. You know that song? He was at the Oxford Union. And he talked about what he learned about money. Number 24.
And I was not successful when I quit school. I was hanging around and not doing much. I don't like to waste my time. So I said, you know, I think I'll just go back to school. And so I went locally so I could be near my mother and be near my friends that I knew. And I couldn't learn a language, so I wanted to take, you know, a Bachelor of Arts or something. But so, well, I'll just do business, you know, that won't be too hard and I can enjoy myself, you know. Well, it was very hard, number one. And number two, I got through. My father always wanted me to go to college and I didn't want to go. He passed away in 1960. So when I got my degree in 1968, I remember looking up and saying, well, Dad, I did it. You know? And, but the things that I learned were so incredibly helpful because suddenly I found myself at 27 years old, I was a millionaire. And I knew what to do with the money. I knew how to read contracts. I knew what this stuff meant. And I saw how the music business exploited people. Young, dumb people that went into the music business. And they ended up taking everything. So, at this age and at this time, I want to say a few things. Number one is, save your money. Start saving your money immediately. And don't touch it. Let it grow. Over the years, you will find that you will survive many decades. And you will find yourself earning a wonderful thing called compound interest. And you will have earned it yourself. Secondly, I would say, do what the insurance companies say. The insurance companies make millions of dollars and never pay off. And the reason they never pay off is because they know what is going to kill you, and they therefore don't issue life insurance to people easily who do certain things. So, number one, you got to not smoke. If you smoke, you got to quit immediately. You got to wear a seatbelt, and you can't have unprotected random sex. If you do those things, because that's what the insurance companies say, will kill you. And they don't want to pay off. So if you do what they suggest, you're going to live a long time, long enough to collect compound interest.
We'll get back to a couple of things that Mr. McLean said later on in the show. But I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian finger. It's an article from the New York Times. And they talk about this shutdown and how the Republicans are referring to the bill that they have as a clean resolution, meaning they're not trying to add anything to it, just let's keep the government open. And Republicans are accused of having a dirty resolution. The Democrats call the resolution dirty. And New York Times, in a news article, and frankly, I was shocked, looked at both sides of this, and they said the Democrats or misleading you. The Republican said the New York Times is using jargon called dirty. Clean refers to budget bills that keep existing funding level without additional provisions or significant policy changes. Then they quote somebody named Chris Towner, the policy director of something called the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Quote, "The House CR is about as clean of a CR as you could get. They really did seem not to want to rock the boat with it." Close quote. And the article goes on to say this. Sometimes a CR, it says, are full of all sorts of anomalies, changes. Some changes are minor, some are major. But it said that the one passed by the Republicans is clean. No anomalies, no changes. The current Republican budget proposal contains no such modifications, close quote. In other words, Democrats are lying, said the New York Times. I'm Larry Elder. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relieffactor.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-330-8323 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-330-8323. That's 800-330-8323. What do you have to lose? Call 800-330-8323. Again, 800-330-8323.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder Show on this channel again. 31st day of the shutdown. For those just now joining us, I want to again play Barack Obama, then President Obama, in 2013. Number 46.
If Republicans do not like the law, they can go through the regular channels and processes to try to change it. That's why we have elections. So they can go through the normal processes and procedures of a democracy, but you do not threaten the full faith and credit of the United States of America. Shutting down the government just because you don't like a law that was passed, I have to say, no Congress before this one has ever, ever in history been irresponsible enough to threaten an economic shutdown, to suggest America not pay its bills, just to try to blackmail a president into giving them some concessions. I will not negotiate on anything when it comes to the full faith and credit of the United States of America. We're not going to submit to this kind of total irresponsibility. Congress needs to pay our bills on time. Congress needs to pass a budget on time. Congress needs to put an end to governing from crisis to crisis.
The article, again, the New York Times, is called, headline, Explaining a Democratic Talking Point About the Shutdown. Subheadline, Democrats have misused budget jargon to assail the Republican budget as dirty, but the bill is considered clean. Again, that's the headline, New York Times. Not an op-ed piece written by Linda, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Q-U-I, reporting from Washington, meaning this is a reporter who wrote this article. The article contains these two paragraphs, and I'm quoting, Congress has passed an average of 4.8 continuing resolutions every fiscal year since 1998, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, and most contain anomalies or provisions that make changes to existing funding language. These can include extending funding for a program beyond the overall funding deadline, designating additional amounts of money for a specific program, or prohibiting certain uses of funding. Some of these changes can be technical, relatively minor, or apolitical, like increasing security funding in the Republicans' budget proposal, so these bills are typically considered clean. But other resolutions are more politically motivated or cause significant changes in policy. For example, one passed in 1984 contained an entire bill that made sweeping changes to federal criminal law. The current Republican budget proposal contains no such modifications, end of quote. So, we are being lied to. Say the New York Times, not Larry Elder, not the Dastardly Heritage Foundation, not the Daily Wire, the New York Times. Now, this is a Republican named Mike Lawler. He's from New York. But here he is on CNN explaining how all of a sudden the very same Democrats who railed against Republicans when they tried to pull a stunt to plug in stuff to keep the government working are now trying to plug in stuff and make the Republicans accept the plug-ins, which they didn't do in the past. Number 26.
Certainly not being done. And I just want to speak for those who are really being affected. We say the numbers there are 22 million. I want to speak on behalf of Clifford Johnson in L.A., who is disabled. He is paralyzed. And you know what he does for a living? Drive Uber with sticks. So this is somebody who does everything that they possibly can with no legs. Mm-hmm. To still work, to still contribute to society, who's getting screwed on the Medicaid side, and also now being screwed on the food stamp side. So no matter what he does, this particular administration that is in charge now is screwing him either way. There is this stereotype that those who are on SNAP and those who are on these benefits are people who are lazy, people who are not contributing. So that $100, $150 that he gets every month may not make a difference to those who are sitting at the tables in Congress, but it absolutely makes a difference to him. So what would you say to him, to the Republicans who are holding Medicaid hostage and for food stamps? Should he now say, well, now I can't get my diabetes, all of the complications with being paralyzed, or starve? What would you say to him? What should his choice be?
Well, Republicans are not holding Medicaid hostage, number one. Number two, we protected Medicaid for those who are disabled to make sure that they are not losing benefits to those that are here illegally, taking benefits away from the very people who rely on this program, number one. Number two, again, we passed, Republicans in the House, passed a clean CR to fund SNAP, to fund WIC, over a month ago. Democrats in the Senate have voted 14 times to keep the government shut down, to not fund WIC, to not fund SNAP. So this is not a function of Republicans playing politics. I don't care who the president is or what party is in power. I have voted every single time to keep the government funded and open. During Joe Biden's presidency, I voted 8 times to keep the government funded. Kevin McCarthy lost his job as Speaker of the House in large measure because he put a clean CR on the floor. It's time for Chuck Schumer to do the right thing, stop playing politics, stop kowtowing to Bernie Sanders and AOC and Zohran Mamdani, and vote to pass a clean CR as he did every time until this year.
Well, this
every time in his career for 50 years.
On the other hand, this is a Democrat named Garcia from California. Here's what he says, number 41.
Look, I don't believe that there's a scenario where Democrats are going to cave and allow health care costs to skyrocket, nor should we take that position. I don't think people in the Republican Party understand that right now people cannot afford their health insurance to double. They can't afford their grocery prices to continue to skyrocket. And so I think what Leader Thune is trying to do is create division with us. We're united.
We're united. We're united on wanting to put $1.5 trillion back on the budget. We're united on taking out the measures that Republicans did to ensure illegal aliens were not getting Medicaid, and to ensure that people who are able-bodied, able-minded, no children, were working at least 20 hours a week for their continued Medicaid. I just now read you that passage from the New York Times that said, unlike other resolutions in the past, the one that Republicans are proposing is clean, meaning funding levels can continue, and then we can debate over whether or not you want the Obamacare subsidies extended to and to what degree and how much. So Republicans are telling you the truth, and Democrats are lying to you. And this is, again, a large measure about Obamacare. I want to tell you what the father of Obamacare said in an unguarded moment. I'm Larry Elder.
The spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Put a spell on you. Because of mine.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. When you get down to it, much of what's going on here regarding this shutdown, if the Democrats want to force the Republicans to not extend the Obamacare subsidies, which of course they want. But during COVID, Biden used it as an occasion to expand the number of people entitled to Obamacare. It was supposed to be temporary, and of course, nothing in government is temporary. So the Democrats want the Biden expansions extended by the Republicans. And by shutting down the government, they're hoping the Republicans will come to the table and negotiate those extensions. The father of Obamacare is a guy named Jonathan Gruber. He's also the father of Romney Care. And in 2013, in one of the classic bonehead statements of all time, admits that Obamacare was written in a confusing way so it would pass. That they said the Obamacare tax really wasn't a tax. That way the Congressional Budget Office would score it as a lot less expensive than it really was. And we took advantage of the stupidity of the American people, he said, to pull this off. Number 47.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, unless I have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
We took advantage of the stupidity of the American people. I would not like to do that, but I'd rather have the law than not. And also remember this. This man said, I never said it was going to save money. Other people said that. When you give more health care, he said, to more people, it's going to be expensive. That's what he said. Flat out said it. What did Obama say? Bend the cost curve down. Save the average family, blah, 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 blah. Here is the father of the Obamacare system admitting, A, it's not designed to save money, and B, we wrote it in a confusing way so that it would be able to pass. Now that brings us to the father of the Canadian healthcare system. His name is Claude Gaston Gouin. We have Ruth from Toronto, Canada, and Ruth is on the line. So Ruth, please don't go away. I want to ask you not only about the Toronto Blue Jays, but also about your Canadian single-payer system, what you think of it. But back in the 1960s, Claude Gaston Gouin, I know I'm butchering the name, chaired a Canadian government committee studying health reform and recommended his home province of Quebec, then the largest and most affluent in the country, to adopt a government-administered health care. He's called the father of Quebec Medicare, and eventually the rest of the country followed lead. 4 decades later, as chairman of a government-reviewing Quebec health care committee, he concluded that the system was in crisis. His word, not mine. Quote, we thought we could resolve the system's problems by rationing services or injecting massive amounts of new money into it. But now we are proposing to give a greater role to the private sector so that people can exercise freedom of choice. Close quote. Again, the father of the Quebec healthcare system, ultimately adopted by the whole country, said we need more competition. We need to give a greater role to the private sector so people can exercise freedom of choice. What does that tell you? What is that saying? And every election in Great Britain is in part about their healthcare system. Every election in Canada is in part about their healthcare system. The bigger the government, the more the party you don't like can alter things in a way that will negatively affect your life. Now, today I want to share something that should fill every Christian with wonder. We are living in the time of history's greatest homecoming. for thousands of years.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op is just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, talking about the shutdown and how much of it has to do with Obamacare and health care in this country. Notice when you go to the hospital, go to a clinic, no prices anywhere. Imagine going into a restaurant, someone hand you a menu, and no prices next to the meals. That's where we are. We used to have something called fee for services. We don't have that anymore. because, as I said, half of our health care dollar is paid for by government. By definition, it's not their money. So the idea of efficiencies, please forget about it. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Salem News Channel, Larry Elder. Tamara is in El Segundo. Tamara, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
This is Tamara. I spoke with you back on September 29th, regarding my daughter.
Right.
With the congenital heart defect. So I was just basically calling to give you an update, and it ties into your show today.
Okay.
You know I'm an avid listener. But first I wanted to let you know that a friend had volunteered, as you suggested, to do a GoFundMe, and then she dropped the ball. So just this past week, another friend did create one, but we did get our court date, and we go on Wednesday, which, needless to say, is terrifying to think that we could be evicted while she's in the middle of a health crisis.
Right.
I keep reaching out to the, you know, representatives. I reached out to Supervisor Hahn's office again today. Of course, no response. And I even reached out to her assistant, Jennifer. No response. And now I find out that they're actually voting on a moratorium for evictions for illegal aliens. They're paying their rent, and they're paying their legal.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm not entitled to.
Yeah.
It's like, just make it make sense. I don't understand. The ACA was supposed to make things better. It increased it originally for us. You know, we lost all of our doctors. I paid her cardiologist out of pocket for many years just to keep him.
Yeah.
He's the man who pioneered her surgery and saved her life. So he was worth keeping. You know, and now we're still back in this situation, and I've got till Wednesday to figure it out. My plan right now is to ask the court for an extension of a few weeks so that I can possibly get an attorney, get the ADA to work with me so that she can participate to the best of her ability. And that's tough.
Yeah.
Because the stress of it sends her into, you know, arrhythmias, tachycardia, followed by bradycardia. It's a whole to-do. It's a whole to-do. Four more experts have entered the chat, you know, four more specialists that she needs. We just saw one on Monday. That wasn't good news. It's a lot. So I don't know, where do we go from here when we can't even get our local representation to represent the very people that they're supposed to be representing?
Tamara, when you said your friend dropped the ball in the GoFundMe, what happened?
Well, she started to create it.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing it up. She asked me for photographs. I sent them. She asked for an about Michaela, just so she had some more specifics on the heart. I gave it to her, and then nothing. Nothing. So then, discussing it with another friend, she jumped right in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hesitate and jumped right in and created it. So there's, you know, there's one out there for her, and it's titled under medical. It's titled under help Tamara focus on her daughter's health. On her daughter Michaela's health.
Help Tamara focus on her daughter Michaela's health.
Yes. In fact, it's titled as, Help Tamara focus on her daughter's health.
Okay.
And it's my daughter Michaela's photo on the front.
Mm-hmm. And the fund's just been up there for a couple of days now?
It has.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I've even, in my desperation, reached out to her biological father, who's played no role in her life. You know, he ran until he was 18 when, you know, they weren't able to catch him after he sold his place for $300K under, you know, market value so that he could run. And nothing. Nothing. You know, even if he would have moved her to his insurance, she could have had the surgery sooner. And now, you know, as I told you, as a result of the delay in surgery, she's got more damage. So none of this should have happened. None of this. This has been since July of 2024.
Yeah.
Her surgery she was supposed to have in 4 to 6 weeks. Now here we are. It's mind-boggling. It's life-altering. I can't be two places at once. I'm continuously looking for work from home positions.
Mm-hmm.
I take everything. Nothing's beneath me. I will do any work from home. I've done it. You name it. Customer service, whatever it is. even doing focus groups and mock jury trials, whatever it is I can do to pay the bills.
Tell us.
I've managed to do that for 21 years. No one has ever helped me in 21 years, and I've taken great pride in that.
Tell us
but
the name.
Tell
us the name. Tell us the name of the GoFundMe fund again, and say it slowly.
FundMe is under Help Tamara. Focus on her daughter's health.
Okay.
And it's created by Julie Zoller.
I guess it's too late for you to declare yourself an illegal alien, huh?
You know, I was actually joking about it, saying that literally.
Yeah.
If Biden were still in office, we could cross the border and come back, and everything would have been taken care of.
Come back.
But, you know, now we're under a solid law and in the right direction. It just doesn't help us. And I keep saying, imagine what we could do for the people of other nations if first we were healthy ourselves.
Yeah. Well, Tamara, thank you for calling. Thank you for giving us the update.
Thank
Please
you.
Call back and keep us up to date, okay?
Thank you. I will. Thank
All right.
you, Larry.
You have a great weekend. All right. God bless.
You too.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Remember that time Obama said you could, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? Even ABC. Now, I'm not sure it was ABC, but they reported on this. It was called the lie of the year. Jake Tapper reported it. And without that lie, Obamacare, which barely passed, would not have passed. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. It was a big, fat lie. To say nothing about all the savings we're supposed to get. Now I want you to meet Bob. He's 53 years old and has been...
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands, and even they improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-289-6016. That's 800-289-6016. 800-289-6016.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
And my name is Jack. I'm living in Arizona, originally from Chicago. Why won't all the sports franchises in New York move out of there? Go to get out of there. You got that communist so-called mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. 888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. We're going to talk about this man who may very well become the next mayor of New York next hour. Is it true that George Soros illegally funneled $40 million into his campaign? One of the things that Donald Trump has done for race relations is he's made people less fearful of being called a racist or an Uncle Tom for telling the truth about, quote, race relations. I think he's inspired the world. A white British man went on a classic rant about how offended he is about being called racist. We're going to play that for you. And more on the shutdown, now entering day number 31. Ruth is in Canada. Ruth, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hey, Ruth. How are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you are on. It's showtime, Ruth. But before we get into it, I want to ask you about the Canadian healthcare system. What is your opinion?
Pros and cons.
I'm sorry?
I think there are pros and cons to both, mm-hmm. having it and not having it. I remember many nights going in the middle of the night, you know, as a healthcare provider, never getting paid. You know, whatever, even with healthcare. But the point is that I think there should be a combination, somehow a combination of public and private.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there isn't no other way.
Yeah.
You can't have it one way or the other. You just can't.
Well, as you know, at one time in Canada, private was illegal, and they've changed that.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to say something. You mentioned some guy, I don't know who, but the father of healthcare, apparently, in Canada, as far as I know, that everybody talks about, his name is Tommy Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Douglas is the father of Shirley Douglas, who is the mother of Donald Sutherland.
And?
Okay. So no, I'm just saying, you know, because you mentioned some other guy's name, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that was Claude Gosselin-Gouy. He was the father of the Quebec system, which was adopted by the rest of the country. But real quickly, you know, Ruth, if it weren't for Japan and Canada, I'm not sure the Dodgers would be in the World Series, because Freddie Freeman is from, his parents are from Canada, and we have two starting Japanese pitchers and a relief pitcher. You take them out, I think we're in really real trouble.
Listen. Did you read who the commander of Pearl Harbor was?
Yeah, his name was Yamamoto. I know that.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.